The following inquiry about Ricky Lane Thomas Jr. was made by a Reddit user by the name of Make Me Beautiful Duet, who is a librarian who goes through donations to the library. He said, "I usually find some pretty neat things and came across a blast from the past, one of the old bulk mail missing children materials with the blue ink. He was inquiring if the child was ever found, and unfortunately his Charlie Project page says no. The user presents a copy-paste of the information there. Ricky's stepfather, John Martin, saw him at the family's residence in Bristow, Indiana at approximately 11:30 a.m. on November 6th, 1997. Ricky called his cousin Daisy between 1 and 2 p.m. and told her he planned to walk to her home, which was about 1 mile to 1.5 miles away from his house. He intended to stay overnight at Applegate's home. Daisy Applegate was his cousin. He was last seen walking along Oak Ridge Road in Bristow, shortly after speaking on the phone. He never arrived at his cousin's residence and has not been seen again. Ricky and Applegate were supposed to go to the Tell City, Indiana together on the day of his disappearance. His call to her was to confirm their plans. He told her that he had $20 and wanted to visit McDonald's restaurant in the Tell City. Applegate called Ricky's home later that evening to tell his mother Tina Martin and the stepfather that he had never arrived, but Tina didn't notify the police until the next day. Ricky had taken 2 backpacks and his wallet with him before leaving his home. All of his other personal belongings remained in the room. The money he told Applegate he had was left in the wallet on his dresser. His 2 13-week-old puppies were missing, however. His loved ones say it is unlikely that he would have taken the puppies with him to his cousin's home. Tina and John told authorities that they did not believe Ricky ran away from their residence. He had serious behavior problems and disciplinary problems at school prior to his disappearance, and had recently been expelled for threatening his teachers. His parents were supposed to be homeschooling him, but both of them were at work at the time of his disappearance. Tina and John both took polygraph tests in connection with Ricky's case, but the results have not been released. There have been no arrests in Ricky's case, but his stepfather has been named as a possible suspect in the disappearance. Ricky frequently lived with Applegate's for months at a time when John and Tina said they could not control him. After Ricky vanished, an anonymous caller told Tina Martin to go to a remote location where she would find proof that he was still alive. Tina went to the directed spot and found Ricky's snow globe. John later admitted to planting the globe there, disguising the voice, and making the call to Tina. John did not participate in the search for Ricky. He and Tina are divorced. Applegate stated that she believed Ricky left on his own accord and would return home when he was grown, but police believe he met with foul play. Ricky's father, Ricky Lane Thomas Sr., died in his Evansville, Indiana home in August of 2000. Foul play is not suspected in Ricky Sr.'s death and is not believed to be connected to his son's disappearance. He was not named as suspect in his son's case. Ricky's case remains unsolved. There was a tip given about 7 years ago that he might have been found in the body of water, but it seems to have gone nowhere. There were several news articles about this case. The first one reads, "Stephanie Sylvie investigates the disappearance of Ricky Thomas." The second one reads, "Police to follow up on Ferdinand tip about 18-year-old cold case." I'd love to hear what you think about this case in the comments for this podcast, and would love to have you back for the next episode of The Unsolved.